You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here on Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mind Your Own Business. I am Scott Sullivan, your host, your guide, everybody and everything that you need to know about business, structure, all the great things. We do it every single week right here on Inspired News Radio. We interview some of the coolest, greatest, most fantastic authors, coaches, just successful entrepreneurs from all over the world, and we bring it to you right here on Mind Your Own Business. And this week is no exception, because we have a lady that is an absolute pro in what she does. You know that we have had a lot of coaches over the last few years on Mind Your Own Business. We've talked about, you know, money coaches, and we've talked about time and time management, and we've talked about all the different things that you can learn from a coach, and that you should have a sleep coach and you should have a life coach. And but today is one that you just absolutely just want to perk your ears up and pay attention. Welcome Lisa Norman, our mindset coach. Lisa, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful today. It has been a good day.
I am so glad to hear that. That is fantastic. Well, we are so excited to have you here. And the reason why is because your catchphrase, or one of the phrases that you and I have, we've gotten to know each other over the last few weeks, and one of the things you said that stuck in my brain and I want to talk about today is, I love the fact is that when I asked you, you know, what is it that you do? What is it that your company does? How, what's your claim to fame? And I love what you said when you said that you help moms specifically, but I'm going to say parents. I'm going to kind of make it a little bit generic, neutral. But you help moms come up and create new opportunities for great memories, so that you help a mom find time, not only in their day, but in their life, to actually create and enjoy happy memories from that particular time in their life, whether it's with kids, without kids, with, you know, foster kids, with step kids, whatever it happens to be going on, you help them create those, that time when there's a memory that is standing out, and you can bring it on into the future. And that phrase has stuck with me from the very first time I met you, and I am so excited to bring this to this hectic, crazy world that we love right now, everything that's going on, and I can hardly wait to talk to you about how you do that. So why don't you take just 2 minutes and introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about the Lisa Norman Project, and then let's dive into the origin story.
Oh, sure. So the Lisa Norman Project started, I guess, 2 years ago now, back in 2018, when I found myself transitioning from leaving corporate America to moving 2 states away and now homeschooling 2 kids with an infant. So it was a very, everything kind of got thrown up in the air, and I had to figure out how to rebuild my normal brain patterns, you know, or what was normal, and how to start to actually hold myself accountable to what I was doing. And as I did this myself, I realized this is like something that you don't see in the world. There's not enough moms talking about, man, I just got one load of laundry done today, but that felt so good. And because we focus more on the, oh my gosh, I have this undone, instead of switching just that tiny bit to say, but I did accomplish this. And when I started putting those concepts into practice and like identifying, you know, this, the mini steps, I found that there was such a need in the mom space, because, you know, moms are always comparing themselves to each other. We're all on social media all day. And all we are trying to do is to figure out how to do it on our own, but nobody ever really breaks it down and says, here, let me hold your hand and just take you through it on step by step. Let me just listen to what you have going on in your head and see where I can help you get over that hump that's preventing you from having that time where you can sit with your kids and actually enjoy the fact that you're playing Candyland or you're at the park. Because for a long time, I never could actually enjoy those moments. We scheduled them in. Don't get me wrong. We did all the things. But actually having the brain space to say, I'm actually enjoying this moment and I'm focusing on building this memory. That was the thing missing for me. So, you know, that's basically where it came from and how it started for me.
That's fantastic. So yeah, being present. I know how, you know, my kids are all grown now, but being a parent of three and having spent time in the, you know, the younger times. So when the kid's at the, you know, swim meet and you're sitting in the bleachers, instead of watching the game, you're thinking about work or you're thinking about the things that aren't getting done or the things that need to be done. You're not present in that moment anyway. So you might as well be working.
Oh, absolutely. And that was like a big, and it kind of all started before I left work, when I was still trying to do all the things and didn't realize that I wasn't designed to be sitting behind a desk doing math problems all day. I love math. I loved being an accountant, but it just wasn't where my heart was once I had kids. And that was a harsh reality that I had to come and accept. And what the start of that was me sitting at work every day, only thinking about my kids, right? Only thinking, and then not being good at work. And then I would go home, right? And I'd be like, oh, finally, I'm here with my kids. And then all of a sudden, it would be like, oh my gosh, but because I was procrastinating at work, I didn't get this done or that done, or how am I going to do that? And I wasn't ever present at home. So, and I feel like when I talk to moms, and it doesn't matter whether you work full time and have kids or you stay at home, moms have the hardest time being in the moment. And don't get me wrong, social media and the world is full of telling you today, oh, just be present. And that's great. It's a fabulous message. But what I've noticed is nobody tells you, well, here's how you start to be present. They just tell you to do it. Nobody gives you the, well, here's step one, here's step two. And I feel like as women, especially women, I'm sure this applies to guys too, but like we kind of need that, like, okay, I see the progress. I see a little bit more. Oh my gosh, like I'm actually doing this. Like it's actually working. And that's really where my heart is with moms, you know, because being overwhelmed, like, okay, so when you're switching your brain like that all the time and focusing on work when you're and vice versa, it creates panic and an overwhelmed sense in your brain. And then you're focused on the being overwhelmed, and that just adds to the level of what you have going on.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. And we're going to come back around full circle, and we're going to talk a lot about that, because don't get me started on social media. I mean, you mentioned social media. And then I just like, oh my gosh, you talk about my trigger. That's it. I'm ready to dive in and start slashing and burning. But no, we're going to stop right there, because the origin story is so important. My listeners, every single week, they come back and they say, you know, I give you the example. It's like, you know, if you have Bill Gates on the show and you say, I can never make $160 billion and I can never start a company called Microsoft and all that. And then you find out, you know, here's this geeky kid that dropped out of college, that was bullied in high school, that was teased and picked on and had a horrible childhood. You go, okay, wait a minute, I can do that. So even I can, even I, you know, if he can overcome that, so can I, right? So those are the origin story always resonates with. And now I'm going to tell you, though, you've already hit the tone. There's probably a million moms out there right now that you know, just went aha. They just had that aha moment, because you said, you know, being, you know, there's no owner's manual for the child. They just say, be present. And you go, okay, well, how do I do that?
Exactly.
I know there's already. So, well, at least I don't know. I haven't had a child in a while, so I don't know if maybe the new ones are coming with an owner's manual. I'm not sure.
They didn't have one when we started.
Okay.
Necessarily looked for a new one yet. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about the origin story, because what your origin story is, you know, not unlike a lot of very successful entrepreneurs, not unlike a lot of successful people we've had on the show, but they each have a little bit of a twist to it. Because, I mean, some of them are just that, you know, Midwest, normal, kind of ordinary, grew up in a really cool household and I had supportive parents. And some of them aren't as, you know, as leave it to beaver kind of household. So you've overcome some challenges in your past. So let's talk a little bit about, just pick a spot on the time continuum sometime earlier than today and just say, we're going to start here and kind of guide us through what brought you not only to become an accountant, but then what that process was to go from corporate America to entrepreneurship. And then, you know, all the things that you're doing now with, I mean, you're homeschooling. I mean, you've radically changed. And I don't mean radical in a bad way. I'm just saying is you've taken a very hard turn from corporate America. And there's a lot of women out there right now that I suspect that would be like, wow, give me that roadmap, because that's exactly where my heart is drawing me. But I don't know how to do that. So let's talk a little bit about your origin story and just start from anywhere in the past and bring us up to today.
Absolutely. And I think we'll start and then we'll have to flash back a little bit, but that's good. We're going to start when I was working in corporate America. So about four, maybe five years ago now, I had a stellar career. I always knew, like when I was 13, I told you I wanted to be an accountant, and I became an accountant, and I became a successful accountant, and I was doing awesome things. And then I had my first kid, and then I wasn't prepared. And we let that carry on for a bit. And about 5 years ago, we had two kids, and they were at that point, I think Zach was in second grade and Jade was probably kindergarten. And we had decided to do Spanish immersion and all the things that public school could offer, because we were those parents, right? Like we both had college degrees. We both had our things. Like we were trying to keep up with all the other working professionals, and our kids had to have the best of everything. And I found myself in a place that I had never been before. In the fact that I was dealing with some serious personal anxiety that I just couldn't resolve. And this is where we're going to flash back, is that anxiety was something that I had never experienced personally, but it was in my home every single day. I was raised by a mom who was diagnosed with manic depression before it was cool, or before, I don't want to say cool, that was the wrong word, before it was the trendy phrase and everybody knew what it was. This was a time back in the, I guess, early 90s when nobody knew what it meant. Nobody was talking about mental health. And the thing is being raised in that environment creates a lot of panic and anxiety. And the other thing I didn't realize is that I was learning how to be a mom from a mom in an anxious state, if that makes sense. So everything that I did with my kids at that point was a result of repeating a pattern of somebody that had a life full of anxiety. So all of that started bubbling in my head. And like I said, I was really stuck in this moment of like when I was working, I was thinking about the kids and whatnot. And when it all hit me and I was going from doctor to doctor to try to resolve this, because my mental state wasn't gone like my mom's was. It was very different, but I just couldn't figure things out. But I started to get really worried because when I was pregnant with Jade, who's now, I guess now nine, when I was 8 weeks pregnant with her, about 4 days after we told my mom that we were having her second grandkid, she took her own life. So, you know, and that's something that obviously will forever change my family. But once I started having kids and watching them grow, this concept of I have to keep my mental sanity in check for these kids became so much more important. So wow. Dealing with, yeah, it was like, and that was the one thing I could tell you a million stories about the struggles I had with my mom. But the one thing that was positive in my relationship was she believed that I had the mental capacity to do whatever I needed to. She knew I was different. And as much as we bucked heads growing up about us being different, that was probably one of the things she was the proudest of me. So now I'm sitting here in a place where I have anxiety that I can't figure out on my own. It's new to me. I have this worry in the back of my mind of, is this what step one looks like to, you know, becoming like my mom? Is this what step one is to deciding that my life isn't important and my kids don't need me? And all of these things. And I was just trying to resolve around it. So we finally came to terms with the fact that I should just quit, which was a huge change. Like, leaving corporate America was not what I wanted to do, but it was what was best for everybody. And, you know, kind of on this health journey that I started off on, that's when I started realizing all these connections. And, you know, so it's been about 10 years since my mom passed away. And at some point, I would say probably right around when the ideas were forming of forming the Lisa Norman Project, I remember telling my dad, I think I've grieved enough. And I'm ready now to pay it forward. And he was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know what that means. But all I know is that mom wouldn't want me sitting around telling everybody, oh, I'm just a suicide survivor. Because one, like, for her, it was embarrassing. So being out front and talking about that is not, like, it just didn't feel right to be a support to people with that, within that situation. But I was stuck with, I have to do something with this lifestyle. And that's when I've kind of realized that, you know, we all, moms deal with stress and anxiety in their life all the time. And a lot of times we are just told to suck it up, or we're never, or we don't give ourselves permission to say, I better fix this in me, because all we do is wake up and we're immediately focused on our family. And when I made that shift, that's what really helped me. And I'm not saying that I'm not selfish with my time at all. But for me, it's very intentional that I wake up 15 minutes before my kids, or more.
Yeah.
More. But at 15 minutes a day, doing what I need for me has made all the difference. I can regroup. I can sit down and say, okay, what do we have going on today? What's going to happen? What's going to benefit us? What's not? You know, and feeding my own spirit has really changed how I parent. How involved I am, you know, in my kids' lives, and how present I am. And I know that sounds so, at first when I started reading, like, hey, maybe you should do this, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But it is one of the things that I'm very animate about. If you don't spend 15 minutes a day focusing on just you, whatever is causing your stress, anxiety, whatever causing you to be overwhelmed, it's never going to go away. So that's kind of my, you know, step one of find your space so that you can learn how to be whole, so you can be whole for your family.
Wow. That's so, you know, that is everything that you just described. We all have, in some form or fashion, we all have parents. We have we grew up under the care of someone else, whether it was a mom, a stepmom, or, you know, a dad or a stepdad, foster mother. Somehow we all grew up with that. You know, with that modeling, somebody modeled to us what a parent was, and that that gets imprinted on us moving forward. But first of all, my heart goes out to you about your loss of your mother. But I love what you said is that it's time to be intentional, and it's time to put it out there, because, you know, sunlight does disinfect everything. So let's bring it out into the sunlight.
Absolutely.
and let's lay it out there on the table, and let's talk about it. Because, you know, if the modeling that you had growing up was you have to carry around inside you that 4 days after you told your mother that she's about to be a grandmother again, that she took her own life, that you have to carry that around with thinking that, you know, did I add to that stress? I mean, there's so many things that could be unpacked out of that. And I'm so glad that you have, you know, brought this to the world and to the masses, because, you know, everybody's story is different. And I have listeners from all over the world that, you know, that send in these long, you know, direct messages or these long emails that say, you know, your guest helped me get through this, this, and this. And I think this is definitely going to be one of those shows. So that's, first of all, that's fantastic that it happened in the way that it did, because it, as it unfolded, you and your husband decided you had, you had enough foresight, enough. I mean, there's so many people that are stuck exactly where you were, and that is not present at work, not present at home. They're just struggling right now. And you guys at least had enough foresight to say, okay, here's part of the problem. Let's eliminate this aspect. And then you also had the capability financially to be able to do that. So that's...
Oh, wait. Let's talk about both of that.
Okay.
So I'll give you... I was making that part brief so I didn't get on a tangent. We were not financially set. And I would... If I'm being 110% honest, when I decided to leave corporate America, I was pretty much told by my then boss I had a choice to quit on my own and save my own face, or I was going to be fired. So, and I think at that point in time, if I'm remembering back, I was 2 months pregnant with my toddler now. So finding a job when you're pregnant is not really something that you're interested in doing. So we had to scramble. We went through a lot of faith testing. So that was, it was just, it wasn't us saying, hey, this is what we should do, so let's do it. It was like, okay, well, this is what's happening now, so where's our best step? Like, everything just changed again. How do we figure this out?
So, okay. Well, that's a different, yeah. That's definitely a different scenario. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And what was the other thing? The whole, you said two things. Sorry. And then so, the last one.
Well, then the fact is that so many people are stuck in that you could do that. You had the foresight to do it, but it was
forced apart. So, and that I will tell you, as much as I would love to take ownership, my husband's actual degree is, and this is actually a funny story, his degree's in process management. So he does a lot with like streamlining how everything should work. And as I was stuck in this funk of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. This is, how do I live? How do I function? He came to me one night and said, I don't mean to sound like a dumb guy, but are you literally telling me that women don't know how to prioritize their day to actually get anything done? And I looked at him and I was like, what? No, we don't. Leave me alone. Stop. Let's see if we can figure this out together. And then, you know, it was really him supporting me saying, look at how far you've come. Look at it. I can feel the changes in our home, and you need to share this with the world, because it's not fair that we are the only ones in this world benefiting from what you were able to do with my support is kind of the reality of it. So,
and yeah. Lisa Norman Project was born.
It's exactly, yes.
Well, okay. So that clears up a little of the history though, in the backstory. And I'm sure there are a lot of guests right now that are going to reach out to you. A lot of our listeners and our guests are going to reach out to you right now, and they're going to say, I need more details, right? Because I parts of what you said are resonating with me, and I'm finding myself in what feels like in the same space. So we're going to need to have some more conversation. That's fantastic. But now let's flash forward ahead back to where we are today. So LisaNormanProject.com is up and running. You've got resources and things. Now you're concentrated on busy moms, but you are not going to tell us that if I'm a busy dad or a single dad, especially in this world that we live in, you will help me, right? If I'm a single dad,
I absolutely. Okay. So if I were to talk generically about where's my area of expertise? It's in teaching you and empowering you how to figure out where's the best space for you to start to make progress in your life. And that's different for everybody, because like some people, laundry is super overwhelming, but it may not be the priority in your home. But we need to get you over that hump of making a process through something that we know you are capable of doing today, before you tackle things like adding in all of your kids' schedules and managing that and signing up to be a supportive parent for the homeschool or this or the public school that. And if that's what you want to do, sometimes the starting spot isn't always clear to us, and that's why we don't start. So I focus a lot on helping you empower yourself to know where to start. Now you have a starting spot, and then I help you lay out a goal plan for how to actually make that change in your life. And I have some self-paced courses that do both of those, but then I also offer where we chat and I listen to you and your life, and I sit back, reflect, and I build a custom plan based off of what I'm hearing you say. Because a lot of times when we're overwhelmed in life, we don't feel heard. We don't feel like anyone is listening. And sometimes we just need to get it off our chest. But once we get it off our chest, it doesn't help us. It does maybe alleviate our stress in that moment, but it still doesn't give you what you need to move forward. So that's where right. I come in and say, okay, listen, we just went through all this. This is what you said to me. I didn't tell you to start here. This is what you said based off of our little conversation that we had. And I've also put together a plan, and I've added some devotional stuff in there because your mindset is so important to your own success. And that's basically what I do. And I offer that like in a 2-month coaching package.
That's fantastic. So you mentioned laundry twice. So I have to tell you, I'm going to digress just for a moment and tell you a story about my mother. So growing up, you know, in the 50s and 60s, and, you know, my father was in the military. So my earliest, very, very early memories of my childhood are my dad getting up every morning. He was a drill instructor on a army base, so in Kentucky. So I remember getting up and getting ready for school when my father would be standing at the ironing board ironing his uniform shirts and putting on his uniform to walk out the door pretty much at the same time that I did. And it was so funny is then later on when my father separated from the military, my mom had this I don't want to say infatuation, but she loved doing the laundry. And I asked her at very, very late in life. I mean, I was, you know, married and had kids of my own when we talked about it. And one of the things that she said was that the mindless folding of the laundry was her private time, because she could go in the laundry room, close the door, take laundry out of the dryer and fold it or hang it up or whatever. And that was her time to think, to strategize, to talk, you know, to do all of her internal stuff, because that literally was the time when she separated herself from the family. And it was so funny that you mentioned it. And then the second thing that she said, because you also mentioned devotion, later in life, I saw her get up every morning and iron my dad's shirts when he was a businessman. And I said, I used to ask her, I said, why did you seem like you enjoyed it so much? And she said, that's how I ironed a prayer into your dad's shirt every day.
Oh my God. Yes. So for me, I love everything that you've shared and how your mom was able to connect with a simple task and get mental empowerment from it. But the reason why I bring up laundry, really, if I have to be honest, is I literally hate it. It's like my least favorite. Yeah, I have trained my kids learn how to run the washer machine at insanely early ages.
Oh, well, so I think that having being a two-parent family too is different than being a single parent, whether you're a single mom or a single dad, because I know that, you know, some of the compromises that my wife and I have made over the decades that we've been married is that she hates to run the vacuum. So if that's something that I do for her, that, you know, that empowers her to feel like that I'm part of the team, right?
So absolutely, yes.
Yeah, because so you also help, you know, single parents, dual parents, blended families. I mean,
we're a blended family. So yes, we definitely are a blended family. I claim to have 5 children right now, and 2 of them are my stepdaughters that stepped into my life when one was in diapers and one was about to enter kindergarten. I've done stepmomming for a very long time. And I would never say that I fully can comprehend a single parent, but what I can tell you is that my husband's career at times in different seasons, he spent a lot of time on the road, So there, it was very common for me to have a week where I was doing all the things. So I could never imagine that as being, I mean, I'm sure there's so much more to that being a permanent solution, but I have had tastes of you know, what it's like to be the only one there. You know, like I remember times where I would be picking up the kids from school and we'd be going to the gym and they'd be sitting in the daycare just so I could make sure I got my running in. Cause in that season of life, I was working on running my first half marathon, you know, wow. So that balancing of how to do it all on your own when that's reality, all you have. And we've always lived many hours from our families. We're now in Chattanooga. I grew up in the southern suburbs of the Chicagoland area. And my husband grew up in a very small town about an hour outside of Columbus, Ohio. So, you know, we don't have luxuries of family or grandparents. I mean, we've had a handful of friends at each place we've lived that have been amazing. So I would never say that we're all alone, but you know, we do majority of our parenting, just him and I. And if one of us is traveling, that means it's just I. So,
yeah. Well, so then let's talk about just a few minutes of when chaos happens, because what's happening now, not only in the world we live in, but we're finding ourselves in, you know, sudden change. And you mentioned it, you touched on it when your boss came in and said, you can either resign or I'm going to fire you. That's pretty sudden change. But let's talk about even maybe a little larger than not just within your own household, but sudden change during times of, you know, catastrophe, during times of social change, during times of, you know, things that are happening, like that are happening in the world today. All of a sudden we find ourselves in a, you know, and I don't want to do air quotes and say new normal, but we're in a different scenario. So we're all finding ourselves and we're trying to guide or trying to grope around in the dark, because we're finding ourselves in this new reality that yesterday we couldn't have comprehended. And today, you know, we're homeschooling, which we never, I mean, there are parents right now that are struggling because they had dual careers with kids that were in school during the day. And now all of a sudden, you know, there's shelter in place, you have to stay at home and you have your kids. And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, what happens during the chaotic world of just life as we know it.
Absolutely. Because and the thing is, like right now, the world is experiencing a chaos of life at a completely different level. But this happens all the time in your life on a mini or scale. You know, like if I were to just go through what we've shared about my life, I was in a state of chaos when my mom died and I realized that I was going to have kids that were never going to have a grandma. And again, like you brought up, I was in a state of chaos when I walked into work one day, knowing I didn't like my job, but being literally told like, hey, you have a day to figure this out and come back with an answer. Like that was complete chaos. And then obviously now, you know, we adapted to the homeschool life. It's about 3 years in and it was a struggle. And for me, here's the other difference. I wanted it. It was what I chose when we made this last move.
But that's a huge difference, though. I mean,
and that's what I want to touch on. Yes,
yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, if tomorrow you know somebody came in and said, you know, your children there is no such thing as homeschooling anymore. Your children now have to that would be a change of chaos for you. Whereas the opposite is true in a shelter in place order.
Absolutely.
You know, tomorrow your kids have to be home.
And you know, when I started off on this homeschooling journey, and this is just one thing that I realized from becoming a homeschool mom, is I didn't realize how much the school system was supporting me in my mom journey. Okay. You know, I used to think, oh, I just drop my kids off and that's what happens. And then I pick my kids up and they have their day, I have mine, but I'm still the mom over everything. Well, the reality is when you start homeschooling, I've never been closer to my kids now because I'm there with them every day. I see every breakdown. And it took me a full year of wrapping my mind around, oh my gosh, like I would have never known this is what my kids were like when I sit down to teach them math, because they come home and either they love school or they hate school, or it doesn't matter, but you get their snippet from a child brain as to what is happening in their day. And maybe you get an email or two from, the teachers. So you have some outside, but you're not physically there absorbing it. And no one knows your kids better than you do. So now we're really, society is really asking everybody to take on much more parental responsibility than majority of society wanted or even knew could be a reality. And that is hard. That's overwhelming. Knowing where to start, and now you have to plan the whole schedule. A lot of families function on a schedule by default. Well, the school starts at 8, so that means I start work at 8:30. Those weren't choices that you made, right? Those were choices that the school said or your work said, and you figured it out. Well, now there's a whole bunch of moms saying, like, how do I do this? Where do I start? And that is so hard to figure out. But when you break it down and you go back to the, okay, so where do you want to start? What's the first thing? How much do you want? How much time do you really have in your day to do schooling? What kind of activities do you want? What grades are your kids? Because if you are like me and you have, I mean, we, our family, when I look at all my kids, I go from a freshman in college to a 2-year-old. So wow. I'm dealing with, and yeah, exactly. I'm dealing with an age span all the time that is epically robust. And, you know, and then I have, of the kids that live with us, I have a fifth grader who is very advanced, like school, doesn't struggle with learning. But I have a third grader who honestly, like, she just wants to go put makeup on and play dress up all day. And can I blame her? No. But does that change teaching her? Absolutely. 100%. Like, you, there is so much more responsibility being placed on moms in the state that we're in right now. And the one thing, if I had one message that I could share with you when you're in the state of chaos, is give yourself grace. You don't have to be perfect, because you know, we all know school systems aren't perfect. We all have our opinions on the school systems. So don't hold yourself up to an expectation that you aren't holding the school up to.
Figure it out. That is right. Yes. Hey, you've got to wait a minute. We got to say that again, because that's a great nugget you just dropped right in everybody's lap here. Don't hold yourself to the same expectation that you hold, that you're holding the school system up, because first of all, they have billions of dollars of budget and huge amounts of staff, and they have all of this other stuff. So don't hold yourself and to the same. And in some areas, you need to hold yourself higher than the standard than them. So there has to be, you have to strike a balance there.
Absolutely. Be there emotionally for your kids. But if you're, listen, if you don't like math, and I get this because I love math, my husband hates it. I get this all the time. Like, so if you don't love math, hop onto social media. I guarantee you there is another mom who would be dying to help you, help your kid get over that math hurdle. I would do it. If anybody messaged me and said, I just can't explain this math to my kid, can you hop on a Zoom call with them really quick? Absolutely. Math? Absolutely. Now, you want to talk about, if anybody wants to swap off and help with reading skills or stuff like that, I'm all game for the fair trade. But be realistic to who you are. You were created to who exactly who you are. You have strengths and weaknesses, just like everyone else. So now that you're in charge of managing your child's education, you have to line that up against with how you were created.
Okay, so I'm going to drop a nugget on you then. So sure. you just touched on something that I teach in all of my sales classes, right? So I'm going to take my real world experience and share with you. So I have this analogy that I use. There's a medieval weapon called a mace. It's a long pole with a chain and a ball, and at the end of that ball, it usually has big spikes on it, right? Those spikes. There, the world wants you to be well-rounded. When I was a kid, you know, they would say, join the chess club and play football because it looks great on a college application, right? You know, it was a different time that we lived in. So the world wants to knock all those spikes off and make you a smooth, you know, cue ball. But what I say, and I talk to people all the time, is those spikes are your talents. Those spikes are your, you know, passions, your enthusiasm. So if you love math, you've got this big, long, giant spike, right? And your reading skills may be a little nub, you know? So you're obviously going to migrate. So if I took, you know, Michael Jordan and me and put us on the free throw line and said, you know, give you the same exact training and the same exact coaching, then is he going to be better? Obviously, because he has innate talent for that particular skill. His spike in that particular talent is very, very long, where mine's really short. So I tell people all the time, if you knock off all those rough corners, you just make a dull person. What makes us find somebody else that has a big, giant, long spike in reading skills and trade. I love what you just said, yes, because that fits so well into my, you know, so we're all maces, and we're just different lengths of spikes on what we have. And that's, you know, you got to find that. So, you know, your third grader, hey, today's homework is America's Top Model, episode 16.
Exactly. Like, and honestly, too, you know, a big phrase that we all say all the time in the momming world or even in the parenting world is it takes a village to raise your kids. And you hear that all the time, right? Like, that's such a common cliche. But now's the time for you to really understand what that means. That means exactly that. Like, pair up with your moms. The rest of them are home too. They're in the same boat that you are. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, first acknowledge that so is everybody else. And if you don't know where to start, somebody might have an idea that works for you. So we always live in this mindset that we have to, as the parent, have every answer for everything. And that's not true. We just have to know where to get the answer.
Right. So be a doctor. A doctor doesn't know every prognosis and every symptom and every diagnosis. What they do is they go to the research library and say, what is this? I take this test and I find out, and then I know where to find it. So that's great. That's fantastic advice. Okay. So I'm sold. I mean, I've got to tell you, I am so in. I am so a huge fan of Lisa Norman and LisaNormanProject.com. I'm a fan. So I believe every parent in America should have a coach that helps them, you know, get through, even if it's only once a month, even if it's only once every 2 months. If you, as life crushes in, you need somebody to talk to, you need somebody to give you guidance, you need somebody to say, hey, it's okay, we've all been there. Let's work through this together, right? We all need that person, right? Whatever that is. So LisaNormanProject.com is the place to go for resources. Now, how do our listeners then just fully engage? Do we have Facebook and Instagram and all these things?
Oh my gosh, we have all the things. Yes. So I have a business page on Facebook. I'm Lisa Alexandria Norman on regular Facebook on my personal page. I do have an Instagram. I'm on all of them, Pinterest as well. But the best way to engage is to literally go to the website and click on the coaching link under Work With Me and set up for a call with me. Set up for a quick call so that we can figure out if we're a good fit and if I can actually, you know, help you be accountable to living that best life and building those memories. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the memories at the beginning, and it's a huge part of my world, but the reason why it is such a huge part is if we tie it back into my mom, we didn't have that. I didn't have that as a kid. I didn't experience a mom that sat with me and enjoyed life. And that took a toll on me, and it took a toll on how I was parenting. And that's not right. That's not how we were created to love and enjoy our families. So if you need help figuring out how to enjoy your family and enjoy time and make happy memories, like, I really, that's my passion. That's what I want to do. I want to help you get over whatever it is so you have the tools that you need in your mental toolbox so that you know how to take on the next handle. And then the next time a big chaos happens in your life, you're not going to be stuck scrambling to pick up the pieces. You may be scrambling figuring out where they go, but at least you already know where to start. And that's half the battle.
That is definitely half the battle. That's fantastic. We all have, not all of us, but there's, you know, I have memories of my kids growing up, and, you know, you spend thousands of dollars to take them to Disneyland or something. You do something this over the top, right? You know, you've spent time and effort and everything else to take them to this fabulous place to build these great memories. And the only thing they can remember as an adult from that trip is the pool at the hotel.
But that is so true. I can't tell you how many times one of my kids come back and talk about some random Thursday 4 years ago. And I'm like, what? And
exactly.
Talk about it like it was yesterday, and it was like the most life-altering experience, and it was something like me taking them to go get an ice cream cone.
Exactly. And that's why you never know where those memories are going to happen and when they're going to be totally emblazoned in the memory of that child. Because I mean, my wife and I took our kids to the Grand Canyon, and we got snowed in Flagstaff because we weren't able to see the Grand Canyon the first day. So rather than driving home after all of that, we decided to stay one extra night. So the pool was under a dome, an inflatable dome. It was an outdoor pool, and they put a dome over it so that you could swim in the winter in Flagstaff. And the kids just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So yes, they got to see the Grand Canyon. Do they care? Absolutely not. But if you ever mention it to my kids, they will say, yeah, but that pool was so cool.
Exactly.
Yep. And we all have, you know, parenting stories like that. You know, you buy the kid a new Xbox and they play with the box instead of the video game, you know.
Oh, can't tell you how many more boxes have become toys. So yeah, that is truth.
Well, Lisa, I have to tell you, we're going to put all of these links up. I want to encourage all of our listeners right now to get engaged. Go to lisanormanproject.com. Get signed up for that free consultation. Just click on it and say, I want to talk to Lisa for a few minutes. And you can get a schedule, get on her schedule, and you can have a conversation about, you know, what are your goals? What would you, you know, and if you don't have any goals, that's fine. I mean, it could be just as simple as, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed because you mentioned laundry three times and Scott, I hated it. I hate laundry and I'm completely overwhelmed and I feel like a failure here or there or that. Or the best part about what Lisa does is she changes that mindset. I love the fact that she says, stop dwelling on the 10 loads of laundry that you didn't get done and start dwelling on the 2 that you did. Right? My kids
have
clean underwear tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, I think that's from getting to know you, Lisa. I am a huge fan. I just signed me up. I am a fan. I think that every parent in America needs to at least know who you are. And I would suggest put this, you know, make the contact, get in touch with Lisa and put that contact in your phone. And when you're just feeling that, you know, that twinge, when it's just like, I'm not good enough or whatever is happening in your world, just pick up the phone and call her and say, look, I need to set an appointment because I need to have a mindset coach. I need to make sure. And she is a terrific, terrific resource. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, get to Lisa Norman, just like it's spelled, lisanormanproject.com, and sign up. And we'll put all the links to her Facebook and her Instagram and her Pinterest. We'll get all that up on Inspired News Radio. And wherever you find your podcasts, if you would right now, just go to the bottom of the page, scroll down and hit subscribe, because that's what we do. I couldn't do what I do every week if it weren't for you, the listeners. Thank you so much. Thank you for your feedback. Lisa, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited for what you offer to the world. And you know, I say this all the time and it sounds so much like a cliche, but saving the world one podcast at a time, but you're saving the world one family at a time. You are literally changing people's lives. Those kids that you don't know, that you may never, ever meet, you are changing their lives because you're helping their parents be better and be more present. So think about what's happening in the next generation of the world because Lisa Norman Project exists. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Well, it was all my pleasure to come on and share with you today.
All right. Well, like I say every week, guys, we do this show for you. This is your show. Use it any way and every way you can. Share it with all your friends. If you are touched and been, if there's something that we've said today resonates with you, please reach out. You can reach out to inspirednewsradio.com, of course, Mind Your Own Business, or me. I'm on all the social medias, as you know. But reach out to lisanormanproject.com. And I say it every single week, you've got to mind your own business because nobody else is going to. See you next week, guys.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on inspirednewsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.